We're talking today with Eric Halbach, who is the Captain of Administration and Communications for the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
We're talking today about the 2026 Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. Now, I guess that's something that's been celebrated since a dispatcher started it in 1981. Is that right?
That is correct. It actually started in California. It was founded by a local dispatcher there. It worked its way up nationally, and it was proclaimed by Congress and later signed by President Clinton to make it a national event.
Well, how important is the role of telecommunicators for the Sheriff's Office and Fond du Lac County in particular?
The role is as important as you can get in the public safety field. It's the initial contact that the public has with a law enforcement or public safety agency. It's also the link between the public safety officers, deputies, firefighters, all them, with the public too. So they're that cog in that wheel that keeps everything going.
So how many do you have at any one time in the dispatch center, Eric?
Our minimums are four. That we have. Sometimes we have more, depending on staffing and our cover shifts and stuff like that. But they're constantly busy. That's serving all the public safety agencies in Fond du Lac County. So, you know, we have nine police departments, 18 fire departments, 6 ambulance services, 11 first responder groups. So they're the phone's constantly ringing, and either fire or police are constantly talking on the radio.
Do you have any handle on how many calls they handle in a year?
Yeah, so last year we have our CAD system, so it's a computer-aided dispatch. We took over 125 CAD calls last year. So if you do the math on that, that's roughly 342 entries a day that we receive. That's calls for service. It could be from anything, right, from a traffic stop, to somebody who maybe hit a deer, or if somebody has a medical event. But they all start with that. And that all comes through the dispatch center, and then it's later dispatched out to the public safety entities.
What kind of training do your dispatchers need?
So the formal training is all in-house. They can take some communication classes. Some tech colleges have some dispatching classes for the basic level. But once we get them in-house here, we put them through just under 1,000 hours of training. It takes about 6 months to get them fully trained. During that process, they'll start with the radios, where they'll talk on the radio, talk to the fire departments, talk to the communicate with the officers, deputies out on the road. And then we move it up to phones, where we have our 911 phone handling system, and then we also have the administration calls that come in. So, you know, I was talking earlier about the CAD calls, and, you know, that we have roughly 125,000 last year. We also have about 86,000 admin calls that come in a year, along with about another 21,000 911 calls. So, I mean, it's the volume that comes through the center is really crazy.
Well, they got to be on the line all the time, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and that's why we're using technology to help assist with that matter. Leverage it the best that we can. So they are. I mean, that's 293 phone calls a day, and what you have to imagine too is that's divided by 24 hours, right? But from, let's say, 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., they're not receiving the same amount of calls that they're receiving between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
So how do they decompress from the job? Because with a lot of folks, they're dealing with somebody that's living through the worst day of their lives, right?
They are. You know, it takes a special person to want to be a telecommunicator, to be a dispatch deputy here with the sheriff's office or with any agency. And, you know, they rely on each other. You know, they talk about it. They debrief on them. We also have peer support. and other wellness sessions that the sheriff's office provides. We're really looking at trying to give them all the tools that they need, that whatever they're experiencing here at work, that we can provide them comfort and make sure that they're ready for the next call that comes in. Because as you can imagine, with that volume that's coming in, the phone doesn't stop just because somebody had a bad call. Mm-hmm. We keep moving.
Sometimes if the call is real bad, do you just kind of take them out of service for a minute or two?
We try to. If we have enough staffing, we'll definitely try to pull somebody off the floor, give them a minute to decompress and gather, you know, their thoughts. But they're so dedicated and loyal that they don't want to leave their teammates down too, that a lot of times, even if we offer them that or we offer them the different resources that we have out there, they want to be back out there and they want to be with their team, and they keep going.
And you have some dispatchers that'll work 25 or 30 years, right?
Yeah. I think our longest running dispatcher right now just completed her 31st year. And so, yeah, this is a career for many of them, and they do a great job, and we're very lucky. The citizens of Fond du Lac County should be very proud of the staff that we have here. They are very dedicated and loyal to the job, and they make the fire and law enforcement jobs much easier by what they're doing here in the center.
So are you doing anything special for them to honor their week?
So, yeah, we try. They have some dress-up days, you know, dress down, and they have some themes that they're dressing up with. I think today is their favorite sports day. Also, there's the agencies throughout the county are really great to us, and there's food that's dropped off at different times, and each dispatcher received a gift here from us, from the staff here at the sheriff's office, in appreciation of what they've done. Okay. And what they do for us.
Okay. So the week actually runs through Saturday, I guess.
That is correct. It actually started on Sunday, April 12th, and it goes through the 18th.
All right. So how many dispatchers do you have working for you? You said four at any one time, but must have a...
Our staff right now, we have 18 that are completely trained up, that are on their own, and we have one that is in training right now, and we're looking at bringing another one on board in June. So,
well, Eric, thank you very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Eric Halbach, Captain of Administrations and Communications for the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office.